because there's definitely some kind of avoiding going on that I don't have the sense you're aware of. It's become so natural, it's become so spiritualized that it seems right. It seems like that's the way to go. And I'm wanting to kind of turn you 180 degrees and say, consider a whole different approach. Consider that motive to get beyond it contains within it, is motivated by an avoidance. And the avoidance supports the conditioning, supports keeping things the same, supports the energy never moving to a higher level. It's very ironic. The intention to try to move the energy to the higher level is acting as a barrier, is keeping you stuck, because something is being avoided. Something is being said no to that doesn't have to get a no or a yes, but just has to exist as energy.
I see two sort of ways of going into what's in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think I've tried both, or experienced both, is going into, I think going into a negative emotion, going into a negative, looking into a negative situation seems only to make me more negative and sad.
Well, how could it do otherwise if it's thought to be negative? If that label is already there, and that's natural, we all do that. There's no way not to do that. So that's why I'm saying to not do anything with it. What's the second way?
Is to see it in a positive light.
Okay. So I want to give you a radical suggestion. Throw all of this away. Throw all of this out the window, because all of it is a movement away from what is. All of it is an attempt to change reality by calling it something else, by changing the energy of it, by turning it into, by alchemy, turning it into something else. Well, if I change it into a positive direction, or I don't want to go into the negative and the sad and the difficult because it seems to amplify it. It seems to make me feel more negative and more sad. Sure, everybody can understand that. But what I want you to see is how all of it is a movement. Everything you've described is a movement away from what's naturally happening. It's trying to say, get me out of here. Get me away from that. I want that bliss state. I want that inner peace feeling. I want anything but the discomfort of this moment. And I believe, from listening to you, that this has become very, very much the habit without your realizing it. So I want to really, really emphasize it as strong as I can to you, that that's the habit you're living out. That's the conditioning you really need to be more concerned with. The moving away from whatever it is. If it's in any way seen or experienced as negative, it's a natural movement away from it. What I'm suggesting is that you don't give a interpretation to any of it, just as an experiment, just as a thing to try for a while. Don't see this as positive and full of light and that as negative and full of darkness. Don't call it anything. Just see everything as energy without a value judgment, without good, bad, positive, negative. See everything as energy and sit with it, but without, the key is, without moving. Because what you've been doing, what you're describing, is always moving one step at least away from whatever it is that's going on. So your heart's desire, what you said you wanted, is to be radiant in the present moment, to bring yourself to the present moment more readily.